Welcome. Theodore Payne Foundation's Wildflower Hotline is made possible by donations and memberships. Please support the hotline today. All locations are on easily accessible public lands and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. Well, there's plenty of speculation, but nobody really knows what is going on at the Antelope Valley State Poppy Reserve. Seems that cool weather has stymied the poppy bloom. Some think it will start soon, others think it may not come at all. You can keep yourself updated, however, by viewing the live poppy cam. The reserve is not completely barren of color. There are gold fields blooming in fields both inside and outside the reserve. Magenta's owl's clover is starting to color up in the North Poppy Loop and other popular trails. Many large grape pseudolupins have been spotted or sniffed out. Its abundant lupin flowers emit an intense grape soda aroma. It's my favorite. Keep checking the poppy cam and the weather reports, or call the reserve before heading out. There are many areas in the state with spectacular wildflower displays which are perfectly enjoyable from along the road or turnouts. Most of the Sierra Foothill region is private property, no access except with permission, with acres upon acres of colorful wildflower displays for the drive-by petal peepers. One of these special places is Dry Creek Road west of Lake Kaweah, off Highway 198 leading to Sequoia National Park. Dry Creek is famous for foothill poppy displays. They are just now coming into full bloom, and the cool weather and extra rain should keep them coming well into spring. Deep yellow Eastwoods fiddlenecks are still prominent along its seasonal cohort, Rusty Popcorn Flower. Along Dry Creek, which is anything but dry this time of the year, are especially nice displays of California goldfields and bird's eye gilia. Wild hyacinths are abundant, along with an especially high number of elegant woodland stars. Other bulb species include butter yellow pretty face, pink fairy lanterns, and royal blue ethereal spear. The redbuds are in higher elevations, are still in peak bloom, and they're prominent in the landscape with their reddish-pink blossoms cloaking every branch of this small tree. Visitors will also notice purple fiesta flowers, foothill sunbursts, creek monkey flower, several lupin species, red maids, clematis, and caterpillar phacelia. This is cattle country. Respect should be given when driving these roads, as cowboys doing business and in a hurry may not appreciate slow-moving tourists gawking at the wildflowers. There are occasional turnouts, providing opportunities to safely get out of the way and enjoy a closer look at nature's bounty in this region. Depending on the trail you choose, early spring flowers can be seen throughout Pinnacles National Park. Entering the park at the eastern portal, large perennial silver bush lupins are peppering the landscape. Pinnacles has 30 miles of trails that showcase the beauty of the park and accommodates hikers of different experience levels. Along the Condor Gulch Trail, the blue-purple blue witch and yellow California buttercups are very showy, and fiddlenecks uncoiling their orange flowers on top of bristly stems and gold fields can be found in the grassy open spaces. Vernal meadows like those along the rim, balconies, and blue oak trails serve as a good habitat for low-growing mats of baby blue eyes and stands of moisture-loving seep monkey flowers. On the dry slopes of the High Peaks Trail, look for bush poppy and closer to the ground, magenta-colored warrior's plume and patches of yellow tufted poppies. Old Pinnacles and Bench Trails host endemic Mission Bells, California poppies, and goldfields. Tiny white fiesta flowers are abundant in shady areas on those trails as well. And finally, on the west side of the park, you will likely encounter cheery yellow Johnny-jump-ups springing up everywhere. And always check on road or trail closures before you're visiting the park. Closures protect wildlife, especially raptors, during breeding season. Just a reminder that the Prisk Native School Garden will have its second open house event coming Sunday, April 14th from 1 to 4 p.m., rain or shine. And that's it for this week. Visit the Wildflower Hotline's website to see photos of and links to these and more wildflower sites.